talking about congruence and wanting to be lined up energetically with earning a high amount of money for yourself, you need to release other feelings that might be getting in the way. One of the exercises that I have found incredibly useful for everyone is think of someone who has what you want. Think of someone who has the position at a company, has the job you want, has the amount of luxury in their life that you want, the car, the spouse, the house, the whatever. Someone that has what you want, someone who maybe retired at age 40 and has nothing but free time. Think of someone that has what you want. Do you feel any envy or jealousy or upset? Because if you do, it means you're not congruent with getting what you want. So if someone else has it and you feel irritated about it through envy or jealousy, then you're not congruent. But the good news is it's a tappable issue. Remember, we're cleaning out and clearing out any conflict around the energy of money. So right now, think of that person who has something that you want. Something that you really, really want financially or around money. And measure either the envy or the jealousy or the upset. How high is that? How high is just that frustration or envy that they have what you want? Okay, let's call it envy. 0 to 10, how high is that feeling when you think of them having landed the job that you want, or buying the house in the area that you want, or having the expensive car? Yes, we're talking about money and the energy of money in this series. You know, most of you have heard me before, that when I talk about abundance, I mean abundance in every area of your life, from spirituality to love. But in this case, we're talking about financial and material wealth. So think of that envy and jealousy, and we need to tap and clear it out. Karate chop point. Even though I feel deep envy when I think that he's got what I want, I accept who I am, no matter what. Even though I feel upset that he or she has what I want, I accept who I am and how I feel. Even though someone else has what I want, and it hurts to know that, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Eyebrow, I hate this feeling of envy. Side of the eye, I hate feeling so jealous. Under the eye, when I think of them, I feel envy. Under the nose, they have what I want. Chin, and it doesn't feel very good to me. Collarbone, they have what I want. Under the arm, and it doesn't feel very good to me. Top of the head, they have what I want. And it doesn't feel very good to me. Take a breath. Now think of the same person and the same object so that you don't switch on me, and measure the number of envy now. See if it's gone down at all. What we want to do is neutralize that feeling of envy, because envy complicates and becomes a conflict for you getting what you want. So it means when you think of someone who has what you want, instead of feeling good and excited and optimistic and, hey, if they can get it, I can get it, you're stuck in a negative energy of envy or upset. Let's do another round on that. Karate chop point. Even though I feel deep envy when I notice that he's got what I want, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Even though I feel this envy because I know he's already got what I want, I accept who I am and how I feel. even though I can feel this upset inside. When I notice that they have what I want in my life, I accept who I am and how I feel. Eyebrow point. I feel this envy and upset. Side of the eye. It doesn't feel very good. Under the eye. But he or she has what I want. Under the nose. It doesn't feel fair. Chin. I'm working really hard. Collarbone. And I want what I want. Under the arm. But I don't really like this feeling of envy. Top of the head. I don't like feeling this upset connected to what I want. Eyebrow. This remaining envy. Side of the eye. I wonder if I could turn it around. Under the eye. I don't like this feeling of envy. Under the nose. But I can't help it. I feel it. Chin. I want what he has. Collarbone. I want what she has. Under the arm. I feel upset when I know that they have what I want. Under the arm. I feel upset that they have what I want. Top of the head. I want to release the feeling of envy. Good. Take a deep breath. Remember, envy is an energetic pattern as much as hurt, anger, fear, or joy is. All our emotions are energetic patterns. And we can release this feeling of envy, which is associated with a person who has what you want, and we can turn it around. So think of that person again that has something that you want and measure the envy now. Hopefully it's gone down again, much more tolerable, maybe not even on the radar anymore, because we can change these energetic patterns to help you become completely congruent with the energy that you want to have around money and abundance.